this Friday here, and it got started a little early last night for the basketball teams. They were at the Jamboree down at Liberal with Liberal and Stanton County, and we're here to talk with girls basketball, starting things off here with the fourth-year head coach for the Lady Beavers and Amy Felker. And first, I'll ask you about that. Is it weird that it's already your fourth year?
Yeah, it's really went way too fast, but I've enjoyed my time, and I'm excited for this year to get going to see what we can accomplish in our goals.
All right, but it's been a good group that you have this year. Good, I'd say a pretty good size number here, so it's good enough that you had to have now three coaches.
You know, we did. We ended up with 24 out, and we got a brand new coaching staff with me, so I am super excited for Justin Farrow and Amber Latta to join in. You know, they've both been working really hard, you know, watching game film, helping the girls, you know, just really taking everything in and learning fast. And, you know, they've just been really great.
Well, and, you know, yesterday was kind of a, I guess you could say, a history breaker there, because the guys had never had a Jamboree before. And it was something that was implemented, I guess, this summer, if I'm not mistaken, that it was allowable.
Yeah, I guess they decided that they were going to try it. Some people thought that it wasn't fair that football got to do it, I guess, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
So we got to do it. It was a little different. Nobody had a clue what was going to happen or how it was going to work. But, you know, when you have a four-minute quarter, it's kind of hard to get into the flow of things, and then you stop. And then you go again. And so it was fun. I liked it because we got the rust off before our first game, and we saw what we need to work on and that kind of stuff. And so we worked on some of that stuff tonight. So I just feel like we're already ahead of the game. We're not waiting until the first game to go. So it was all right.
Yeah, and, you know, you got a pretty good nucleus coming back here from last year. And, of course, led by a senior, couple seniors, two seniors on your team, Erica and also Cheyenne. They're a team that you guys were so close to, kind of, you know, that 8-12 win barrier last year, and it was an 8-win season. But I thought there was a lot that came out of last year. You do lose a senior post player with a lot of experience, but you overall, you got to like the experience and what you have all across the board.
You know, I do like what we have. You know, last night we played about 9 deep, and we just all gelled together when everybody was in. You know, this year we're definitely not as tall as we were last year with Brooke in the game, but I like what we got. You know, we got some girls that can run the court. We got passers. We've got some big people. We got some people that can shoot. We just got a little bit of everything. You know, some people are more physical than others. And so, you know, we just got a variety of players. So depending on what game and what style of game it is, you know, different people are going to be able to step up and make their time count.
And I know one of the new rules this year that's changed is the you get there's no more 1-1, which is bizarre. It's going to be so weird, I think, first game. And then you can't foul more than 5 times in a quarter, because the fifth foul sends the other team to the free throw line. Or if they foul you 5 times, you go to the free throw line and it's automatically 2 free throws. Do you like the change?
I don't know yet.
Well, I guess, yeah.
I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know if the refs are going to let a lot more go. Or they'll call it tighter, since they've got 5 fouls for every quarter. You know, it'll be interesting to see what happens, you know, but we're going to have to really go hard to the basket and get those shooting fouls, so then we get free throws more, that kind of stuff. But, you know, it'll be a learning curve on that too. So they've thrown a couple things at us this year.
Do you feel like it's going to be a lot of maybe changes philosophy-wise in late-game strategy?
I think it might change some, because, you know, you usually foul somebody, give them a 1-on-1, and gamble that they'll miss the first one and they never get the second shot. But now they're always guaranteed that second shot, whether they make or miss it. So, you know, it's gonna be tough when you foul and put them on the line and they got 2 now. So I don't know what'll happen.
It shall be interesting. Friday night, I make the trip to Hoisington. You take on the Cardinals. That's a team that has a new coach, so it's going to be a new system. I think they lost their leading scorer from last year. It ended up being a pretty good game last year between you guys. And what are you maybe expecting to see on Friday night to begin the season?
Well, Hoisington are very athletic. They have nice height all across the board. They got long arms, and they're going to be out there physical. They're going to be scrapping, jumping, getting the loose balls and that kind of stuff. So we're going to have to be able to make sure we take care of the ball and not turn it over. We're going to have to attack the court and just do what we need to do. you know, but I'm excited. I think we match up well with them, and I think we can really show some good things on Friday.
Do you like the depth that you have coming out of the preseason?
I do. Yeah, we just have just the right amount of people in the right spots. Like I think it's gonna click, and I think it's gonna work well. And they all seem to get along, and they do a lot of good things together. So hopefully that just continues. And you know, because we saw a lot of good things on Tuesday. So if we just continue to keep going and keep things rolling, you know, I think everything's gonna lead to some success this summer or this winter.
That's all right. It's somewhere. It's summer somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere.
Well, it'll be hopefully hot shooting, summer-like shooting on Friday night at Hoisington for Scott City. Coach Amy Felker joining us here. Thanks again, Coach, and talk to you later on this week here.
Thanks, Adam.
Once again, Coach Amy Felker joining us here, and leading things off here is going to be the senior, and we got Erica Felker starting things off. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm pretty good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right. Well, it's your fourth year varsity. You've started, I think, every game of your high school career. I don't want to jinx you, but that's been pretty cool there.
Yep.
How excited are you for your senior year?
Oh, I'm ready to get going. I'm pretty excited for this year.
All right. A pretty good group of players coming back from last year. And how things maybe gelled early on in practice?
I think it's pretty well. I think this summer we got a lot of time together, and we got a lot of time to read each other and learn how we play together. So I think it's just going to flow right into the season pretty well.
You know, at this juncture last year, you were still kind of recovering from your ACL injury and trying to get in the swing of things. How much further ahead do you feel this year?
I definitely feel a lot further along. I had the summer. Mm-hmm. I've had time to actually play full speed, and I think I'm ready to just get going again. Have a fun season.
And it's going to go fast, isn't it?
Definitely. I feel like it's already going fast. So.
Well, you've had a big career so far. What are some things that you're wanting to accomplish as a senior?
Definitely be more of a leader. I think vocally and what I do, I think I can definitely have an impact on the younger girls. We have a lot of freshmen and sophomores that I think can learn. And I think just making that extra pass, seeing the open girl, is definitely my personal goals this year.
All right. And what are you expecting to see on Friday?
Oh, hopefully a win. But I think just coming out, having some positive outlooks on how we play, and just coming together and get a first team win.
All right. That'd be all right.
That'd be good with me.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you, Erica, as always, here for the time, and good luck here this season.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, senior Erica Felker, and next senior is Cheyenne Kramer. How you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Doing all right. And just kind of like with Erica, is it weird that it's the senior season for basketball?
Yeah, it's so crazy, actually.
Yeah. Well, you've had a pretty good run last year. And what are some things maybe you've done to kind of improve yourself to make that next step from last year to this year in basketball?
Worked hard at practice, definitely. I didn't get to do much over the summer, but I'm hoping to catch up. So.
All right. And, you know, you were post-presence as well, defensively, especially last year, looking to kind of make that transition be maybe more of a scorer this year?
Maybe. Let's hope.
Let's hope, yeah. All right. But I know you kind of like those, if I'm not mistaken, you like the old baseline jumpers, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, that's my spot.
All right. So about 15 feet and in?
Yes.
All right. So are you like the team leader in that then?
I don't even know. Probably not. That's probably Erica. But
all right. Well, all right. But how's practice has been so far?
Pretty good. Intense. Lots of pressure on everything. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
And you know, last night you had your jamboree. Was that kind of a weird thing to kind of be a part of? Never being involved in one before.
Yeah, it was definitely set up different than I thought it would be, but I think we did pretty good. So.
And what are some things that you want to look forward to the most here to try to accomplish this year?
Try not to get beat as much on the baseline and closing out and boxing out, definitely.
All right. Well, hopefully it's a good season for you, and it'll go fast, won't it?
Oh, most definitely.
All right. Senior Cheyenne Kramer joining us here. Thanks, as always, and good luck this year.
Thank you.